Good morning. Today's daf in Sukkah Mem Vav. We're in Mem Hamud Beis. We're starting at the towards the bottom of the Amud, eight lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. First topic of today is going to be bracha and the proper time and the proper nusach of the bracha that we're going to be making. We're going to be talking obviously primarily about Sukkah and Lulav because obviously we're learning Masechta the Sukkah, so that's going to be our principal discussion. But as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to also talk about brachas of other mitzvahs as well. We're going to be discussing this morning Tefillin, Hanukkah. Okay, so and a big daf today dedicated to brachos. The second part of today's daf is going to be a discussion of being huksa lemitzvah, but that's part two. We'll get there. In the meantime, however, let us get underway. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. So over here, the opening statement is by Rav Yehuda Shmuel, and that is that when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, you're going to be making a bracha all 7 days, or 7 days of the mitzvah of lulav. So each day is going to require a bracha. However, when it comes to sukkah yom echad, now he's not suggesting for a moment that the mitzvah of sukkah is for 1 day, because it's not for 1 day. In fact, the Torah says b'feirush, it is for 7 days. But what he is arguing, however, is that you make a bracha on day number one, more specifically, more accurately, on the evening of day number one. You'll make a bracha then, because that's obviously your first opportunity to be in the sukkah, and that's it. And that bracha will cover you for the balance of the yontif. My time, leisha basukkah. So my time. So what's the just 1 second. Yeah. We have a lot to cover. So my time, lulav demepaske leilos miyamim kol yuma mitzvah ba'pei nafshihu. So the svara goes like this. When it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, so you know we don't take the lulav at night. Laila is lavzman lulav. The mitzvah of lulav is only by yom. And we established that a couple of days ago in the daf. So that means now that every day you've been interrupted by the night, since you've been interrupted by the night, so therefore it demands a new bracha. However, sukkah delam mepaske leilos miyamim kol shiva kechad yuma rechadamu. However, when it comes to sukkah, so there is no interruption. When's the mitzvah of sukkah? Night, day, and there's no interruption. So the way to view sukkah in terms of a bracha, it's yuma richta, it's one long day, one long 7 day period. So therefore, one bracha at the beginning, and that's it. So that is the shita of Rav Yehuda Shmuel. On the other side, Rabba Barba Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah Sheva Vulav Yom Echad. So according to Rabba Barba Chana, as he quotes Rav Yochanan, it is the inverse, exactly the opposite. That for sukkah, we're going to be making a bracha for 7 days, and for lulav, yom echad, just for 1 day. Now, my time, so let's understand this position, and that is sukkah daraisa, shiva, lulav darabanan, sagale bechad yuma. Look, the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah daraisa for all 7 days. The mitzvah of lulav is only a mitzvah daraisa for day number one. All subsequent days, so we do take dalaminim for all subsequent days, but that's a din d'rabbanan, as we already established earlier in the Masechta. So therefore, it doesn't warrant its own bracha. So, ki asa ravin, so far we have two opinions, let's get a third opinion on the table. Ki asa ravin, amar Rav Yochanan, so ravin, quotes Rav Yochanan saying the following, and that is echad zeh v'echad zeh shiva, that when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, and when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, so we're going to be making a bracha each and every day. Now, as you can imagine, right, we've all been practicing both the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav, so this is the shita that we hold like. We hold that we make a bracha on sukkah every day, we may hold that we make a bracha on lulav every day. Now, even though the Gemara equates it to, but Tosos points out over here, they're not the same. Tosos points out over here, when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, you're not going to be making more than one bracha a day. Meaning maximum you're going to make for lulav is 7 brachos. 7 days, 7 brachos. And that's not accurate as well, because we know that we don't take lulav on Shabbos. So that means that we're going to be making 6 brachas on the lulav, right? Assuming that we get every day in. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, says Tosfos, it's not true. For the mitzvah of sukkah, so we're going to be making at least 7 brachas. Well, could be less, could be more. Meaning, if you elect not to be in the sukkah at all, so then you're not going to be making any bracha. However, in one given day, so there could be multiple occasions in which you're going to be making a bracha of sukkah. You go into the sukkah, you make a bracha. You come out of the sukkah, you make a bracha. Sorry. You go into the sukkah, you make a bracha. You go out. You go back into the sukkah on that very same day. You can move everything to the side. I apologize. So you go back in, you're going to make a bracha again. So even though from the Gemara it sounds like it's the same, it's not the same, says Tosfos. Mm-hmm. See the Baam Tosfos for that point.
Is Rabbi saying what the halacha should be involved or the halacha is in Eretz
Yisrael? Well, as far as the halacha is concerned, so the Gemara's got a lot more to say about the topic. Rabbi Yonah Mishmol seems to be reflecting what's done in Bavel, seems to be, but I'm not sure about that, right? But the Gemara's got a lot more to say on this topic. So I'm Rav Yosef, Nekod de Rabba Bar Chana Biyadecha. So Rav Yosef says, look, I'm going to elect Rabba Bar Chana as being the more correct position. Because when it comes to Sukkah, so we do follow like the position Rabba Bar Chana that you're going to be making a bracha all 7 days. Now, we just saw Rabba Bar Chana say that as far as Luv is concerned, you only make the bracha one day. So when Rav Yosef says, Nekot de Rabba Bar Chana Biyadecha, you should hold like Rabba Bar Chana. So he's not saying it in relationship to Lulav. Maybe he is. I'm not 100% sure I'm right about that. But from the Gemara, and certainly from Rashi, the sense that you get is that he's only focusing on his Shita as it relates to Sukkah. For Sukkah, you should be doing like Rav Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana's version of Rav Yochanan, which is that you should be making a bracha every single day. Okay, and the Kula Amarai Kame Kavasei B'Sukkah. All the Amarayim hold like him. Now, we know that it's not all the Amarayim. We just learned together Rav Yehuda Mishmol doesn't hold like him. But obviously what Rav Yosef's saying, Rav Yosef remembers a couple generations later, he's saying that the Amarayim in his day and age, they're all holding like Rabba Bar Chana, Meisvei. Because Rav Yosef, yeah, so you're right. So why didn't he say like Ravin? It's a good question. Okay, I'm not sure. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, as we now in the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So I also lulav la'atzmo. So you make a lula for yourself. You make a lula for yourself. So Rashi says, yeah, with the egg. And we're describing, says Rashi, on Erev Yontif. So you're preparing. You're preparing the lulav. So Omer, so the bracha you should make is shechi yana v'kimana v'yana l'zman hazeh. Now this is not our practice, but the Brisa records. So it's an appropriate time to say a shechi yana as you're preparing the mitzvah. Not lulatzeis bo. Now obviously we are now one day later, meaning we're on the first day of Sukkos. So Omer, bracha shekisham itself is yivanu al netilas lulav. You make the brachas a mitzvah. Ve'alfa pi shebirach alav yom rishon chozer mevarach kol sheva. Now the Brisa could not say it any clearer. The Brisa says that Viter, you're going to be making a bracha for every subsequent day. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo, you make a sukkah for yourself. So Omer Baruch Shechianu v'Kimianu. So again, according to this Brisa, it's a Tosefta. So you're making a bracha of Shechianu when you make the sukkah. Leisheba, when you sit in the sukkah. So Omer Asher Kishan Mitzav V'Sivan Leisheba Sukkah. V'Kevin Shebiruch Yom Rishon Shuv Eino Mevarech. And the Brisa says, and what about the subsequent days of Sukkot? No need to make a bracha. Subsequent days of Sukkot. So, kasha lulav, alulav, kasha sukkah, asukkah. So now, this Brisa is the exact opposite of Rabba Bar Bar Chana in the name of Rav Yochanan. And so, having Rav Yochanan going against the Brisa on both points, that's obviously really strange. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alulav alulav kasha kam bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, kan bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. So as far as defending Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Gemara says, look, from the front of lulav, I can defend his position, and it's not even that hard. Meaning the Brisa that says that for lulav, you make a bracha on each day. It could be describing in the Beis HaMikdash where there's a mitzvah daraisa for all 7 days. And Rabba Bar Bar Chana, according to Rav Yochanan, is talking only outside of the Beis HaMikdash where there's only a mitzvah day one. Okay, so we could say that in defense of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And as far as sukkah is concerned, Ella Sukkah, Sukkah Kasha. Now remember, Rabba Bar Bar Chana was of the position that by sukkah you make a bracha all 7 days. The Brisa says only on the first day. That's going to be difficult, meaning for that we don't have such a good yishuv. So the Gemara says Tanahi. Okay, so what I'll tell you is that this Brisa is recording one Tana's viewpoint. There are other Tanaim on this topic. The Tanya will learn in the Brisa. Tfilin kozman shemanichem mevarech aleim divrei Rebbe. V'chachamim omrim eino mevarech ela shachris bavan. So according to Rebbe, so you're putting your tfilin shachris. Okay, good. Now you took them off. mentioned earlier this morning. Because when it comes to sukkah, since there's no hefsek between night day, so it's all viewed as one extended day, just like tefillin for that one day. Itmar, the Gemara continues, Abai Amar Hilchasaka Rabbi, V'Rav Amar Hilchasaka Rabbanan. Within this machlokas that we just saw regarding tefillin, so what's the halacha? Machlokas between Abai and Rava. Abai goes like Rabbi, which again, according to Rabbi, you make multiple brachas, and Rava says, no, the halacha is like the chacham, and you only make one bracha. Amar Rav Mari Berei Debashmuel. So the grandson of Shmuel, he's always described in an unusual manner. He's described as the son of the daughter of Shmuel. And there's a reason behind that, which I'm not going to go through right now. But anyway, Chazina le Rava de lo avik shmeite. So he says, look, I'm watching Rava. In other words, right, Maisa Rav, I'm watching Rava. And I see that he puts the tefillin on, and then he takes them off, and he puts them on again. And watch what I'm recording what I saw. So Ella Makdim v'kai v'ala basic kisa v'nafik mashiyadeh manach tefillin mevarech. So he would go to the bathroom, he would wash his hands, he would put on tefillin, he'd make a bracha. Okay, that doesn't show us anything yet. That was the first time, and then v'chitz the rechzim nachrin ayol abeisa kisev enafek umashiyadei omanach tefillin umevarech. And then later that day, he would have to go to the bathroom. He'd take his tefillin off. He'd put him back on again. He'd make a new bracha tefillin. That's the practice of Rava. Now, obviously, that's confusing because Rava says the halacha follows like Rava says the halacha follows like the chachamim. Which is that you make one bracha in the morning on tefillin, and that's it, and that covers you for the rest of the day. Even if subsequently you take him off and put him on again. That was the position of Rabbah. But then, Maisa Rav, I'm watching what Rava did. Rava made a new bracha every single time. Okay, and for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't follow up, meaning it's a stira between what Rava said and what Rava did. But obviously, what we're going to have to say, the Gemara, I'm filling in the blank, by the way, because the Gemara just kind of leaves us off. But obviously what you have to say is, Rav had charata, meaning, yes, originally he thought that the halacha should fall like the chachamim, but upon further review, he then decided the halacha is like Rabbi, and that's why he made a bracha, and he made a bracha again. V'ananami k'Rabbi Avdinan. So, and we also fall like Rabbi as well, meaning we're going to take the idea of Rabbi by tefillin, and we're going to now move it over to sukkah. U'mevarchin and kol shiva. And that's exactly what we do. We make a bracha all 7 days of sukkahs. Meaning, we go out, we come back in again, we go out, we come back in again. Every subsequent time that we come back in, a new bracha on the sukkah. Amram razucha chazina leila rapapi dechol emas damanach tefillin mevarech rabbanan debay rav ashi. I'm sorry, mevarech. So the Gemara just records other amaraim. Rav Papi, every time he would put on tefillin, so he'd make a new bracha. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, kolaymas de mishamshe behum mevarche. And the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, they would be memashmesh their tefillin. They would adjust their tefillin, and they too would just make a bracha on the adjustment of the tefillin. Now this one's an interesting one, meaning this is not the removal and putting it back on again. This is just simply on an adjustment. So why you're adjusting your tefillin? So the simplest reason, of course, is because they fall to the side. Okay. All right. Usually when people are photographed with tefillin, so it's at a weak moment where the tefillin are off to the side. Okay. But obviously you want to try to center them as much as possible, but that's true, but that's not why we're being mamashmesh tefillin. We're being mamashmesh tefillin because we have to be aware of the tefillin all the time that they're on our head. So when we're wearing our tefillin, there has to be a certain awareness, a kavana of the fact that you have tefillin on. Right, the Gemara in Yuma, we went through it not so long ago. First Perek says that by the tzitz, there has to be an awareness that the tzitz is on, that only has one Shem Hashem. The Gemara says tefillin, which has multiple Shem Hashems on him, right, on the cloth, on the ksav. So you have to be in full awareness of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. So therefore, you don't have to adjust them per se, but you just simply have to touch them. You have to know that they're on you. So in the yeshiva Rav Ashi, they would make a bracha just for that alone. Now, when they make a bracha, what bracha do they make? So Tosos really deliberates this very point. Tosos says, I'm not sure. Tosos says, what bracha are you going to make when you adjust the tefillin? Lahaniach tefillin? You're not putting it on. So Tosos opts with another option in terms of what bracha you're going to make when they are adjusting their tefillin. You could see this in the Tosos. Divra Amaschal, Duchol Amos, Demishamshe Mevarche, second to last Tosos. He says, I think the bracha that they made, meaning again, this is not our practice. Our practice is that we don't make a bracha when we adjust. But for the B'nai HaYeshiva who did, So Tosa says, I think the bracha they made is Lishmor Eschukav. Now, you may not be familiar with that bracha, understandably, but there was a practice of some Rabbanim that when the day was over and they took off their tefillin, so the bracha they made was a bracha of Lishmor Eschukav. We have to safeguard the tefillin. And nighttime is not the proper time to wear tefillin, and they took it off and safeguarding it. So they made a bracha of Lishmor Eschukav. So Tosa says, I think that when the Bnei HaYeshiva Shel Rav Ashi, when they adjusted the tefillin, not the bracha of Laniach tefillin, but rather the bracha of Lishmor Eschukav tefillin. Anyway, when all said and done, where does the Gemara land on this topic of multiple brachas? So for both tefillin and for sukkah, so although there are some shitas that say that it's one bracha and it covers you for the remainder, but that's now we could say it's a minority position. It seems to be that the preponderance of positions amongst the Amoraim is that it's going to be every time you go in anew, even on the same day, you're going to be making a new bracha. That's true both for sukkah and it's true for tefillin as well. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah zula of kol shiva. The Gemara continues its discussion of this topic of brachas. So the Gemara quotes B'Shem Shmuel that the lulav is all 7 days. Okay, as we saw in the beginning of today's daf. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Amar Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav mikan ve'elech mitzvah zekenim. Now Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says, no, on the first day you have a mitzvah of lulav. For all subsequent days, what do you have? It's called a mitzvah zekenim. Okay, we know it as takanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Meaning it's a derabbanan to take lulav for the subsequent days. And therefore, what he's opining, really interesting, is that because it's a din derabbanan, you don't make a bracha. Now is he saying that by all bracha, all mitzvahs derabbanan? Sounds that way. Not yet, but just hold that thought. Rav Yitzchak Amar kol yuma mitzvah zekenim. Now Rav Yitzchak makes a statement which at first is really difficult to understand, and that is every day's mitzvah zekenim. The Gemara says, what? Ve'afilu yom rishon, v'hakayim alan, yom rishon daraisa. What do you mean? What do you mean every day is a mitzvah derabbanan? First day is daraisa. We've established that. So the Gemara says, correct. Ema barmi yom rishon. He means except for the first day. So the Gemara says, okay. Ihachi hainu d'Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yitzchak is repeating what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. So why are we hearing it as if he's saying something new? So the Gemara says, Ema v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. So just as a small editing, so the Gemara says that. That's how you the way to say it is. And Rav Yitzchak agrees with the sheet of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. V'av Rav Savar kol sheva, mitzvah lulav. Rav is of the position that you're going to be making a bracha on lulav all 7 days. The Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Ashi Amar Rav, Amadik ner shel Chanukah. And now it's going to be clear from the Gemara. That is what is that issue over here is, do I make a bracha on a mitzvah de Rabbanan? And so, what the Gemara is arguing is that I'm going to show you another mitzvah de Rabbanan, where I know Rav says to make a bracha. So if he's going to be making a bracha on that mitzvah de Rabbanan, so he'll be making a bracha on our mitzvah de Rabbanan, notably Lula from day two and onward.
There's
so
a difference, though, because Lula has a derisa once, while Hanukkah never has.
Okay.
So maybe a difference.
Could be. It could be, but the Gemara does not assume that. The Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Ashi Amar Rav Amalek Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Rav Yirmi Amar Haron Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. And so, yeah, we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent because we brought up Ner Chanukah. So, but it's a short tangent. And the Gemara says is that when you light, you're going to make a bracha. When you see Ner Chanukah, you're going to make a bracha. So, my Mevarech, what bracha is he going to make? So, we heard all this already back in Masechta Shabbos. So, for us, this will be an excellent review. I'm Rav Yehuda Yom Rishon. So, I'm when you're lighting Ner Chanukah on day number one. So, the bracha you're going to make is Amadik Mevarech Shalosh. If you happen to be lighting, you're going to end up making three brachas. Amro Mevarech Shtayim. If you are just seeing Ner Chanukah, so there you're going to be making two brachas. So, let's count it out. The Gemara is going to do so. So Mikan ve'elech, and from after day number one, so Malik Mevarech Shtayim v'Ro Mevarech Achas. And so the Malik is going to make two brachas, and the Ro is only going to make one bracha. My Mevarech, the Gemara counts it out. What's the brachas? So Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzav Zivan Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, or Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, two different neschaos. There's actually a difference in terms of lamdus between the two neschaos, but I'm not going to go through it right now. Anyway, so bracha number one is Lahadlik. Ve'echan Zivanu. Now, where exactly do we have a mitzvah? Meaning it's a din derabbanan. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. So the Gemara says Milo Sasur. So either it's going to be generated from the pasuk of Lo Sasur, or Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha. Okay, what is the source that we have to be compliant with the instructions of the Chachamim? So the Amoraim cite two different psukim. Regardless, the point is that the first bracha is Asher Kisham Savas Ivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Second bracha is Sha'asa Nisim Lavasena Bazmanazah. Bayame Mahim Bazmanazah. And the third bracha on day number one is going to be the bracha of Shechianu. Okay. The Roa. Okay. Again, it's not our topic for today. This, it's off topic, but just to say it over quickly, there is a Tosis over here. The one who sees it. So there is a major discussion, and this is not the time, to discuss it, but it happens to me, a major discussion. This bracha is a Roa. So what does that mean? It means that you're not going to, you don't plan lighting at all tonight. Or it just simply means that, no, you plan on lighting, you just haven't lit yet. Okay, major discussion about that. But meanwhile, however, Tosu says it's a funny bracha, meaning you didn't light near Chanukah, but meanwhile, for seeing somebody else light it, so there's an institute of bracha that you make. Why? So Tosu said, the last Tosu is on the Amud. So he says, because there's Chavivas Anes. We love the miracle so much of Chanukah, so that love is manifest by a special bracha specifically for even just seeing near Chanukah. Sha'asa Nisim. If you're the roe, I wasn't clear about that. If you're a roe, if you see it, so you make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. And if you see on day number one, so you say Sha'asa Nisim and you make Shechianu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni LaBehedja. Okay, so this whole discussion that we just had in terms of whether or not a bracha should be said on Lulav, from day two through day seven. So this whole discussion, so we didn't actually discuss it in the context of Lulav itself. We borrowed a debate that occurred by Chanukah, and there wasn't even a debate by Chanukah. By Chanukah, we've only given one position, which is you make a bracha. So you make a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan. So too by Lulav, from day two and onward, it's a mitzvah derabanan, you make a bracha. That's the Gemara's jump. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni LaBehedja. When Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it over, so he said it over specific to Lulav. Amarav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav, that you're going to be making a bracha on Lulav all 7 days, even though day number one is Daraisa, even though the subsequent days are Darabanan, you make a bracha all 7 days. Obviously, that's where we're holding. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Ha'osa Sukkah La'atzmo Omer Baruch Shechianu. When you make the sukkah, you make a bracha of Shechianu. Nechnas leishe ba amar bracha shekichanu. So you make a bracha of leishe ba sukkah. Haisa suya va omedas. So now let's say your sukkah is made already. You had a sukkah already. We had a discussion going all the way back to Daf Tes in terms of your sukkah that was up already for some time. So right, do you need kavana of lishma when you make your sukkah? Machlokas between Beisham and Beisilo. We passing like Beisilo, that it doesn't have to be made lishma, it does have to be made litzel. Okay. Im yachol lechadish ba'davar mevarich im lav, just give me a moment, im lav lechishiyich nas leisheba mevarich shtayim. So, if you can add something to your sukkah, now what are you adding to your sukkah if it's already made? Who knows, maybe some sort of improvement that you can make on your sukkah. Great, that's a great opportunity to make a shechianu. Now, if there's nothing to add to the sukkah, so here's what you'll do. You don't want to make a Shechianu when you build the sukkah. So, you're not going to lose the Shechianu, because when are you going to say it? You'll say it that night at Kiddush. On Kiddush at Sukkot's night, you'll be making the Shechianu. Amar Rav Ashi. Now, this whole discussion that we just had regarding making a Shechianu when building a sukkah, it's not the practice. It's predicated on the upcoming line of the Gemara. Chazina, just give me a moment. Chazina le Rav Kahana de Kamerlu le Kulo Akasa de Kiddusha. He says that I see, in other words, I see what the practice is. The practice is that everyone postpones the Shechianu. You don't make a Shechianu when you build your sukkah, but what everyone does is that they hold off on the Shechianu, and when you get to Kiddush on the first night of sukkahs, so that's when you make the Shechianu. So the truth of the matter is now, is that after having learned the Gemara, so now we understand that Shechianu has got multiple meanings to it. Meaning the Shechianu is not only going on the Yantav, meaning every time you enter into a new Yantav, that demands a Shechianu. Good, that we know. Right? Yom Kippur. There's no eating. But we have arrived at Yom Kippur. We're going to make a Shechianu. Good. So on the fact that it's Yontif, so we're going to make a Shechianu. But the Shechianu is also going on the mitzvah, specifically the mitzvah of Sukkah. So that Shechianu now has got multiple layers to it. It's one bracha Shechianu, but on the first night of Sukkot, it's going on the Yontif, and it's also going on the Sukkah as well. It's important because what happens on the second night is that some flip around the Shachianu and the Leishe B'Sukkah. Okay, given more time, I could explain that a little bit better. But for now, just the takeaway point is that the Shachianu on the first night is going both on the Yontav and it's going on the Sukkah as well. No, finish. Yeah, you're right. The Sukkah is completed. So now the Sukkah is completed. So now Shachianu. Okay, good. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'ilofan of mitzvahs harbei. Okay, so the Gemara now, Birchas HaMitzvah is still going to be on our topic of discussion for a little bit more of today's daf. So let's say you have in front of you multiple mitzvahs. So what bracha should you make? So a really interesting position of the Tanakhama of this Braisa. Omer bracha shekishan mitzvahs of zivanim ala mitzvahs. Yeah, I got all these mitzvahs. Okay, I'll make a generic bracha. Ala mitzvahs. Now, as you can guess, right, intuitively, just because simply, you know, we've all been practicing this religion for some time, you can guess that that's not the accepted halacha. And also on top of that, we know as a general rule, ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. This idea of bundling mitzvos together, the Gemara is very opposed to that idea. So this position over here that you're just going to make one generic bracha on all the mitzvos, that's an interesting shita, and it seems to be going against that principle of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Gemara doesn't raise that question, but certainly something that provokes thought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarach al kol achas va'achas bifnei atzma. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. What you do is that you tailor make every bracha to the mitzvah. And I'm Rabbi Zervi, Tem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda. That's in fact the halacha, that we don't make generic brachas, but you make a bracha specific to the mitzvah. The Am Rabbi Zera Vitem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, and I'll give you the reason behind Rabbi Yehuda. Dechsiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The pasuk says that you bless the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So every single day. So v'chibi yom mevarchin oso, v'layla yom mevarchin oso. Simple pshat in that pasuk. Well, you only make brachas during the day. You don't make any brachas at night. Of course we make brachas at night. What's the pshat in that pasuk? So ela ba lomar l'cha b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav. So what you're supposed to do is that for everything you give a bracha specific to the event that you are about to engage in, the mitzvah that you're about to engage in. So achinami b'chol davar v'davar tein lo me'ein birchosav. Okay, so the Gemara passes like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara gives a svara behind Rav Yehuda. It's clear, obviously, that the Gemara favors the position of Rav Yehuda that you should not be making a generic bracha on al ha-mitzvos. And the Gemara now is going to make an agadic point. So this is our agadata for the day. So you can't compare physical to the spiritual. So midas basav adam kli reikon. Kli reikon. We're on the top of the Amud Beis. Machzik malei eno machzik. So if your kli is empty, so then you can pour into it. If your kli is full, you can't pour into it. Meaning, obviously, that's just the physical property of once a cup is full, it can't hold anything more. However, avad midas akarsh baruch hu. But when it comes to spiritual property, it's just the opposite. Malei machzik reikon eno machzik. If let's say you are malei, you're full. In other words, you're full of information. So that is now that's the point now where you could process new information. Because you have a foundation. You have now already a basis of information. And now you could take more information and process that information. However, Reikon, however, if you know nothing and you sit through a shiur, so what's going to happen? You're not going to have the slightest clue as to what they're talking about. You're not going to absorb anything. Okay. That's how the mind works. That's how thinking works. And the Gemara says, so obviously in order to learn, you need to know. Right, I'm saying it quickly, but it's a really profound and it's an important point regarding learning. You have to have a basis of what to build on. Shenamar, the pasuk says, and the Gemara here cites a pasuk that speaks to this idea. V'haya im shamotishma. So if you will hear, you will hear. So right, that's obviously not the way to interpret the pasuk, but b'derech hadrush, that's the way to interpret the pasuk. Im shamoa tishma. If you already heard, you're going to be able to hear. V'imlav lo tishma. But if you haven't heard, you're not going to be able to hear. Again, it's this idea that information works on a compound basis. So that if you have a basis, that's great. So now you can compound information on top of that. But if you don't know anything, so it's going to go in one ear out the other. Dava achim shamoa biyashan tishma b'chadashim yifne levavcha shuv lo tishma. And another point is chazara. meaning that if you are going to be reviewing, so what's going to happen with the review? So you're just repeating the same information? No, what's going to end up happening is that when you review, so you're going to understand it deeper. A deeper understanding comes with Chazara. Okay? And now is a great time to give Musar about how Chazara is so important, and it is. In other words, it's vital. It's a critical part of learning. I got to go on. But, right, it's a critical part. Ad Khan, that's the end of the first half of today's daf. And now let's get underway with part two of today's daf, Miyat Tinokos. So the Mishnah describes a really unusual minug, and that is that Anoshanaraba, when everyone's done with the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, so there was a minug where the adults would take the lulav and the esrog from the child. Not their own children, other children, whatever. It's a strange minug. So the Gemara now is going to turn the strange minug and make a halachic discussion of this very strange minug. So Amrav Yochanan, esrog b'shviya asur b'shmini mutar. So now the esrog. So we know that the esrog falls under the category of huktza lemitzvah. The idea is that when something is set aside, designated for a mitzvah, it's muktza. Now we're using the term muktza, but a little bit differently than when we describe on Shabbos. Shabbos is something which is muktza, meaning that the chachamim banned and barred me from making usage of that item. Moving the item, using the item, right? Tiltul, tashmish. When we're talking about huktza lemitzvah, it's similar, but it's not the same idea. Huktza lemitzvah means that something is dedicated to a mitzvah, so therefore, because it's earmarked for a mitzvah, I cannot use it for any other purpose. Goes without saying, but of course, let's say it. An esrog, once it's muktza lemitzvah, you can't eat it. So now the question is going to become the following. It's huktza lemitzvah, that we all know. Now, it's day number 7, you just were no tel dalaminim, your mitzvah's done. But the day is not over yet. So is your esrog still going to be muktza lemitzvah for the remainder of the day? Machlokas, which we're about to see right now. So I'm Rav Yochanan, esrog b'shvi asur b'shmini mutar. So according to Rav Yochanan, your esrog is going to be muktza for the entire seventh day. Meaning, even though you already finished the mitzvah, still muktza lemitzvah. However, b'shmini mutar, but you get to day number 8, what we call shmini atzeres, so it's at that point in time, the status of muktza lemitzvah has been lifted. Sukkah, filo b'shmini asura. Now, of course, we know that a sukkah is also huktza lemitzvah, the mitzvah of sukkah, right? We already established earlier in the Masechta also daf tes, right? Today, daf tes played a lot of roles today. So also daf tes, we learned that the sukkah is, meaning the actual materials of the sukkah. Now Rashi over there, if I remember correctly, hopefully I do. So Rashi over there says it's talking about the schach. Others of the position, it's also talking about the walls of the sukkah as well. Okay, but whatever. Right now, we could just say it generically. The sukkah is a mitzvah, therefore, you can't use any of the sukkah for any other purpose. And according to Rav Yochanan, even on day 8. Now, again, we're in Galus right now, so I know we're all confused about what to do on day 8. After tomorrow's daf, we're not going to be confused. I know still people are going to be confused, but Come back tomorrow and you will not be confused. The Gemara is going to give very clear instructions of how we in the Gullah should behave on Sukkah on day 8. But that's tomorrow's daf. Meanwhile, today, so we're talking about Rav Yochanan, he's living in Eretz Yisrael, he does not have Sveika Diyuma. But still, day 8, the Sukkah is Muksa, even though it's not a mitzvah to send the Sukkah. Now, why should that be? The Gemara is going to explain. V'yish Lakish Amar Esrog Afilu B'Shvi'in Ami Mutter. Now, V'yish Lakish says that, you know, on Esrog, on day 7, it's fine. The Gemara says, what? So b'shvi nami mutter. B'mai kamiflagi. So mar sav l'mitzvah sikatsai, mar sav l'kul yom iskatsai. So the Gemara says, as far as the esrog is concerned, here's a machlokas. I presented it already, but now the Gemara formally presents it, which is that according to Rav Yochanan, the esrog is muksa for the day, meaning that once today is a day in which we're going to use the esrog for the mitzvah, it remains muksa for the remainder of the day. As far as Reish Lakish is concerned, no. It's muksa for the mitzvah. Once I fulfill the mitzvah on day 7, I no longer have a use for it. Meaning, it was muksa for the mitzvah, not for the day. Eitzvei Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. So now we go through the classic back and forth. So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, I have to be right. Because miyati no kashamtim esu lavim v'ochlem esrogehem. So look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah describes that on Hoshana Rabbah, after they fulfill the mitzvah, they're eating the esrogim. Who's eating the esrogim? So my love, hu adin l'gadolim. So from the Mishnah, the children eating the esrogim, the adults are eating the esrogim, everyone's eating their esrogim. Okay, I'm just going to pause and wonder, right? It's not that appetizing. Okay, but okay, fine. But they're eating the esrogim. So the Mishnah sounds like Reish Lakish. So lo tinokos dafka. So Rav Yochanan says, no, let me teach you how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about the adults. The adults wouldn't be eating the esrogim. The Mishnah is talking about the children. The children, we got to be talking about really young children who are not subject to the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, that's who's eating the esrogim. It is a difficult read of the Mishnah, but Rav Yochanan will tell you that's how you read the Mishnah. Now,
I have to say that it's mostly all young because since you don't have the requirement of lochem, this esther can be used for a mitzvah the whole day by somebody else.
Correct.
So it makes more sense.
Okay, I hear your point. Okay. Iga de Amre, the Gemara has a slightly different version of how this back and forth went. So Ezve, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Miyad Tinokos Shamtem Slulavim Vaochlim Esrogim Tinokos Inga Dolam Lo. So now in this altered version of back and forth, so now we're starting with the assumption that the Mishnah is only allowing the children to eat the Esrog, which means that the adult can't. And that means that the Mishnah bodes well for Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, hu adin dafilu gedolim, v'hai diktani tinokos orcha demilsa katani. No. Adults can eat the esrog as well. The mission is just telling you what the practice was. The practice was that the children ate the esrog, but adults can eat it as well. Amalei Rav Papa Labai LeRav Yochanan Maishna Suka Maishna Esrog. And so now we're going to get to the question. So for Rav Yochanan, let me get this straight. Esrog, you need the esrog on day 7, therefore it's muksa for the whole day. But the next day, however, you can eat your esrog. But according to Rav Yochanan, your sukkah, you can't use, not only on day 7, you can't use it on day 8. I don't understand. The mitzvah of sukkah is over on day 7. Why shouldn't the sukkah be okay on day 8? Now, I can give you a great reason why the sukkah is not okay on day 8. 8th day is called a yontif. Okay. But if you can ignore me for just a moment. So, amrle sukkah dechazi lebein hashmashos, diyisram le su'dasa, bayi mesa begavai, umecha begavai. Itzkatzela ben hashmashos. Umiga ditzkatzela ben hashmashos. Itzkatzela kula yoma. Dishmini. Esrog de lo chazele le ben hashmashos. Lo itzkatzela ben hashmashos. Velo itzkatzela kula yoma dishmini. But the Gemara says, but there is a fundamental difference. And that is as follows. Let's say it's the end of Sukkot. Meaning as we're approaching the end of Hoshana Rabbah. And let's say you're hungry. Okay, so now what? So and when I say it's the end of Hoshana Rabbah, well, I'm even talking ben hashmashos. Now, granted, by the way, to start a meal at that point in time, ill-advised, because you do have yontif coming up and you got a big meal coming up tonight. Okay, but again, that's a technical point. Anyway, it's bein hashmashos, and you want to eat. Where are you going to eat? You have to eat in the sukkah. So that means to say that during the bein hashmashos period, from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, so if you're going to have a meal, so you need to use the sukkah. So that's why now we have a principle. And now we're using the rules of muksa to guide us. The rules of muksa are, once something is muksa bein hashmashos, it's muksa for the remainder of the day. And that's why sukkah is muksa for the entire 8th day. But when it comes to esrog, so what happens bein hashmashos? What happens bein hashmashos? Meaning to say, you haven't taken esrog the whole day. Okay, so Hoshana Rabbah. So where were you that morning? Okay, whatever. You were up the whole night before. Whatever. You didn't take esrog the entire day of Hoshana Rabbah. And now you're bein hashmashos of Shmini Atzeres. So can you take esrog now? And the answer is no. You can't take esrog now. Now, why can't you take esrog now? So the Gemara is not clear about that point. So if I can offer you my best guess is that right now we are in a period of Suffolk Yontif, and now the mitzvah of esrog at this point in time is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. There's no way that the mitzvah of esrog, which is a din de Rabbanan, is going to be overriding the Suffolk Yontif that we're in the Spanish Mashas period. That would be my best offering in terms of why it is, but you can't. In other words, the point is you can't. So since the Esrog now is not going to be used during the Banish Mashas period, so therefore it's not Huksa the Banish Mashas, and therefore it's not Huksa Lekula Yoma. Okay. This is not the best place to stop, but we're going to stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with Levi. Okay, so let's just quickly recap. Let's review our day today. Today, most of today's daf dedicated to a bracha. And it's a really simple question with a lengthy discussion. And that is, what's the appropriate frequency in which one should be making a bracha for both the mitzvah of sukkah and for the mitzvah of lulav? Much discussion to be had. The conclusion of the Gemara is very clear. For sukkah and for lulav, excuse me, you make a bracha the whole day. I'm sorry, for all 7 days, for both sukkah and for lulav. notable difference, as we point out in the beginning of Shir today by Tosfos, is that for Sukkah, you could be making more than one bracha per day. Meaning if you exit the Sukkah, come back in again, you'll be making a second bracha even that day. But the point is that every day of Sukkah, you're making a bracha of Leshei B'Sukkah. Every day for Lulav, you're going to be making a bracha. Now for Lulav, it's a chiddush, because Lulav, from days 2 through 7, is a mitzvah derabanan. Still, you're going to be making a bracha, much like there's a mitzvah, a berachos mitzvah on Ner Chanukah. Good. That is a really short but correct summary of the first part of today's daf. Second part of today's daf, which we started and we're going to conclude tomorrow, is the idea of something being huksa la mitzvah. So when something's huksa la mitzvah, you can't make usage of it, personal usage of it. The esrog is at the forefront of this discussion. So that means to say that on the seventh day of Sukkot, so the esrog still is a mitzvah, therefore it's huksa la mitzvah. We just saw a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. It's going to be muksa for how long a period of time? Rav Yochanan says for the remainder of the seventh day. Reish Lakish says no, not for the remainder of the seventh day. Just up until the point where you were yosei with the mitzvah of esrog, meaning once you're no tel dalaminim, after that, even on day number 7, you can go ahead and take a bite out of your esrog. That cheats Reish Lakish. We're going to, tomorrow, we'll come back to this machlokus Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. And then the other thing that we uncovered this morning is that by Rav Yochanan, he says it a little bit differently by Sukkah. By Sukkah is muktzah not only for the 7 days of Sukkah, but even for the 8th day as well. Why the 8th day? Kaven de huksa during the Bein HaShemashos period. So it's muktzah, it's huksa lekule yoma. So since you could have a meal during the Bein HaShemashos between Hashanah Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, and it therefore requires you to go out to the Sukkah, so therefore the Sukkah is going to be muktzah for the remainder of day number 8. Okay, Adkan.